It's hard to discuss health care of any kind these days without delving into the Affordable Care Act and its impact. Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us. Dr. Riley, now that the ACA is starting to take effect, what kind of impact are you seeing?
Sure. Well, I'd like to say, you know, it's been a good thing for us, but, you know, unfortunately, a lot of my patients have suffered. One of the biggest things that I've seen, Scott, is I'm seeing really big deductibles. So deductible is that thing that at the first part of the year, you know, just like your car, you might have a $500 deductible. You know, the provider will not be paid until that deductible's met. So if you have a $3,000 deductible, you know, you're going to be responsible for the first $3,000 of care. In the past, you know, I see $500 deductibles, $1,000, you know, $1,000 used to be relatively high. Now we're seeing $3,000, $5,000 deductibles. And since I'm considered a specialist, you know, patients are required to pay quite a bit out of pocket. Not much has changed related to low back pain. However, you know, now they might think twice if they need elective care, meaning, you know, it's not emergent, but they dinged their low back over the weekend. They're unable to go to work for a couple of days. They're in quite a bit of discomfort. You know, if they don't have the money to come in and pay, you know, that it creates some challenges. So one of the biggest things that I've seen first part of the year, you know, higher deductibles, those $3,000 and $5,000 deductibles. I saw this morning that I think they just hit that 6 million subscriber threshold. So, you know, it's the world we live in now. This is, you know, a reality. It's not really affected me the way I treat my patients. Obviously, I'm going to continue to provide a very, very high level of care. And, you know, I talk to all my providers in the clinic here about creating value for what we do and maintaining, you know, a patient-centered or, you know, outcome-based type philosophy. And I think that if you continue to do those things, Scott, then everything else kind of falls into place. I mean, there's obviously going to be a need for what we do. Patients are always going to have low back pain or neck pain or have different types of problems of that nature. And if it's effective, conservative, efficient care, you know, I think patients respond well to that. You know, I've spoken to the fact that if I'm able to treat a patient 4 to 6 times and resolve their low back pain, provide them with self-management strategies and, you know, different home exercises, I mean, that's a big ticket item, you know, as opposed to telling a patient that they need to come in 3 times a week for 10 weeks. I mean, it's not reasonable. A lot of folks don't have the resources for those types of things. So, I think it's about continuing to have like a, you know, a patient-centered outcome based type of approach here in our clinic. Patients responded to that. I haven't really seen much of a difference or change in the type of patients or the volume of patients we see. The phone's still ringing. Patients are still coming in to see us.
So it doesn't impact the quality of care you give, but have you run into an occasion where you recommend a treatment plan and the patient just says, I can't pay for that?
Absolutely. I mean, sadly, I'm having to look at those types of things before we begin care. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what is it that, you know, if they have a $5,000 deductible, maybe I'm only going to be able to treat this person twice. And the first 2 times I see them, I'm going to spend an hour with them each visit. I'm going to provide them as much as I possibly can on those 2 visits. So it is a challenge. It's something as physicians or providers, hopefully we shouldn't have to worry about, but it's a reality. A lot of times I might, you know, I might suspect a disc problem and I need to refer them out for an MRI. Well, they have a $5,000 deductible and that's $1,000 out of pocket potentially for an MRI. It's a challenge. I mean, so do I put gas in my car and feed my family or do I go get an MRI? You know, and so there's kind of a new struggle that providers are dealing with. You know, we're trying to figure out that balance of providing as much as we can for folks. And that's why, you know, I think that we have a little bit of an advantage here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab because it's multidisciplinary. We have a lot of different resources for patients to rely on, different things that we can do and provide them in one visit. So I don't have to refer them out for acupuncture, physical therapy, or massage. They're able to get a lot of these things in one office visit here in the clinic.
Have you seen or do you anticipate much change in terms of your costs?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. My whole thing is that if I provide a very, very high value of care and there's value to it and a high level of service, then I think I should be compensated. You know, you should be compensated. It always worries me when I see discounted programs because if someone's really good at what they do, then they should be paid. And as a patient, when I go to someone, if I go in for a heart procedure and he tells me that, hey, we're offering a free initial visit, that would scare the hell out of me. Okay.
Yeah.
If I want to pay that guy because I think the more, you know, sadly, if I compensate him appropriately, he's going to, you know, those are the guys that are going to do a really good job on me. Same here. I mean, we offer plans and we work with patients as much as we possibly can. But, you know, we explain to patients that you're going to get exactly what another patient would get. We're not going to let the insurance dictate care, okay? We might have to spend more time with you, and we understand that it might not be as you know, you might not be able to come in as frequent, okay? But we're going to work with you and do everything we can to get you onto the road to recovery.
The team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab can provide the comprehensive care you need. They have trained professionals in the areas of chiropractic, physical therapy, massage, personal training, and more. Give them a call today to see what they can do for you. 918-743-3737.